This is the Sakar Merli of the 18th of November, 2025. Essence. Sweet children, only you are true, unique magicians. You have to perform the magic of changing humans into deities. Question. What are the signs of good effort-making students? Answer. They have the aim of passing with honours, that is, of going into the rosary of victory. They only have remembrance of the One Father in their intellects. They break their intellect's yoga away from all bodily relations, including their own bodies, and love only the One. Only such effort makers become beads of the rosary. Om Shanti. The spiritual father sits here and explains to you spiritual children. You spiritual children have now become magicians. The father is therefore also called the magician. There are no other magicians who can change human beings into deities. This is magic, is it not? You show the path to earning such a huge income. School teachers show you how to earn an income. This study is also an income. The stories and scriptures of the path of devotion are not called studies. There is no income in those. There is just expenditure there. The father explains, you spent so much on the path of devotion, making pictures, building temples and worshipping. At least a teacher enables you to earn an income. There is a livelihood there. The study of you children is so elevated. All of you have to study. You children make human beings into deities. Through other studies you can become a barrister, etc. That would be just for one birth. There is the difference of day and night. This is why you souls should have pure intoxication. This is incognito intoxication. It is the wonder of the unlimited Father. This is such spiritual magic. You have to become Satipatthana by remembering the Spirit. A sannyasi told someone, consider yourself to be a bull. That person then went and sat in a small room and considered himself to be that. Then he said, I am a bull, so how can I leave here? The father says, you were pure souls, but you have now become impure. Now, by remembering the father, you will become pure. By listening to this knowledge, you change from a human being into Narayan, that is, a human being into a deity. There is the deity sovereignty. You children are now establishing the deity sovereignty over Bharat by following Srimat. The father asks, is the Srimat that I give you right, or are the directions of the scriptures right? Judge for yourselves. The Gita is called the Srimat Bhagavat Gita, the jewel of all scriptures. It has been specially written. Now, who is the one called God? You would definitely all say that it is incorporeal Shiva. We souls are his children, brothers. He is the One Father. The Father says, all of you are my lovers. You remember me, the beloved, because I taught you Raj Yoga through which you changed from human beings into Narayan in a practical way. Those people simply say that they are listening to the story of the true Narayan. They don't believe that they can change from human beings into Narayan by doing that. The Father is giving each of you souls a third eye of this knowledge through which you know about souls. A soul cannot speak without a body. The place of residence of souls is called the land of Nirvana. You children now have to remember the land of peace and the land of happiness. Remove the land of sorrow from your intellects. You souls have now received the understanding of what is right and what is wrong, the significance of actions, neutral actions and sinful actions has also been explained to you. The Father only explains to you children, and only you children understand these things. No other human beings even know the Father. The Father says, this drama is predestined. In Ravan's kingdom, everyone's actions are sinful. In the Golden Age, all actions are neutral. Some ask, aren't any children born there? Tell them, that is called the viceless world. So where could the five vices come from? This is a very simple thing. The Father sits here and explains it. Therefore, those who understand this to be right very quickly become alert. Those who don't understand this might do so as they make further progress. Moths come to a flame, leave and then return. That one is the flame. Everyone is to be burnt in that flame. This is just an explanation. There is no flame. It is a common thing. Many moths burn in a flame. At Diwali, so many tiny insects emerge and then die. They take birth and die. The Father explains. They come at the end, take birth and die again. They are just like insects. The Father has come to give you your inheritance. Therefore, you have to make effort to pass with honours. Good students make plenty of effort. This rosary is of those who pass with honours. Continue to make as much effort as possible. It is said, there are those whose intellects have no love at the time of destruction. You can explain this. Our intellects are loving to the Father. We remember no one but the Father. The Father says, renounce your bodies and all your bodily relations and constantly remember me alone. On the path of devotion, you have been remembering me a lot and saying, O remover of sorrow, O bestower of happiness. Therefore, the Father is definitely the bestower of happiness. Heaven is called the land of happiness. The Father says, I have come to purify you. I come and shower the rain of this knowledge on the children who have been burnt by sitting on the pyre of lust. I teach you children yoga. Remember the Father and your sins will be absolved and you will become the masters of the land of angels. You are also magicians. You children should have the intoxication of your true magic. Some magicians are very good and clever. They can make so many things emerge. This magic, however, is unique. That is, no one but the one can teach it. You know that you are changing from human beings into deities. These teachings are for a new world. It is called the Golden Age, a new world. You are now at the Confluence Age. No one knows about this most elevated Confluence Age. You are becoming elevated humans. The Father only explains to you souls. When you Brahmin teachers take a class, it is your duty first of all to caution everyone. Say, brothers and sisters, sit here while considering yourselves to be souls. I, this soul, am listening through these organs. The Father has also explained to you the secrets of 84 births. Which human beings take 84 births? Not everyone takes them. No one even thinks about this. They simply say, it's true, to whatever they hear. When someone says that Hanuman emerged from the wind, they say, it's true. Then they continue to relate such stories to others, who continue to say, it's true, it's true. Each of you children has now received an eye of this knowledge, with which you understand what is right and what is wrong. Therefore, you must only perform right actions. You must also explain that you are receiving this inheritance from the Unlimited Father. All of you have to make effort. That Father is the Father of all souls. The Father is telling you souls, now remember me. Consider yourselves to be souls. Sanskars are in each soul. Souls carry their sanskars with them. When someone's name is glorified in his childhood, it is understood that he performed such actions in his previous birth. If someone built a college in his previous birth, he would receive a good education in this present birth. There is that karmic account of actions. In the Golden Age, there is no question of sinful actions. You definitely perform actions there. You rule there and also eat there. But you do not perform any wrong actions. That is called the Kingdom of Rama. This is the Kingdom of Ravan. You are now establishing the Kingdom of Rama by following Srimat. That is a new world. Not even a shadow of the deities can exist in this old world. If you were to place an idol of Lakshmi here, there would be a shadow of it, but there could not be a shadow of the living Lakshmi. You children know that everyone has to take rebirth. A water wheel continues to turn. This cycle of yours also continues to turn. These things are explained using examples. Purity is the best thing. Because a Kumari is pure, everyone bows down to her. You are Prajapita, Brahma, Kumars and Kumaris. The majority of you are Kumaris. And this is why it is remembered that the arrows were shot by Kumaris. Those arrows were arrows of this knowledge. You sit and explain to them with a lot of love. The Father, the Satguru, is only one. He is the bestower of salvation for all. God speaks, man above. This is also a mantra. It requires effort to consider yourself to be a soul and remember the Father. This effort is incognito. Souls have become Tamopratan and have to become Satopratan once again. The Father has explained. Souls and the Supreme Soul have remained separated for a long time. Those who became separated first are the ones who meet him first. This is why the Father says, beloved, long lost and now found children. The Father knows when you began worshipping. It is half and half. For half a cycle there is this knowledge, and for half a cycle there is worshipping. There is day and night. In 24 hours there are 12 hours a.m. and 12 hours p.m. The cycle too is half and half. There is the day of Brahma and the night of Brahma. So why have they given the Iron Age such a long duration? You can now explain to them what is right and what is wrong. All of the scriptures belong to the path of devotion. God comes and gives the fruit of devotion. He is called the protector of the devotees. As you progress further, you will sit with sannyasis and explain to them with a lot of love. They would not fill in the form that you ask them to. They would not write down the name of their mother and father. Some may do this. Baba used to go and ask them why they had renounced everything. They renounced the vices and also renounced their households. You now renounce the whole of this old world. You have been given visions of that new world. That is a viceless world. Heavenly God the Father is the one who establishes heaven. He creates that garden of flowers. He changes thorns into flowers. The number one thorn is the sword of lust. You would call lust a sword, and you would call anger an evil spirit. Deities are doubly non-violent. All vicious human beings bow down in front of the viceless deity idols. You children now understand that you have come here in order to study. To go to spiritual gatherings is a common thing. They say that God is omnipresent. Can a father ever be omnipresent? You children receive your inheritance from the Father. The Father comes and makes this old world into a new world of heaven. Some people don't even consider hell to be hell. Wealthy people think, what does heaven have to offer? We have wealth, palaces and aeroplanes, etc. We have everything. It is heaven for us here. It is hell for those who are living in slums. Barrett is so poor and poverty stricken. History has to repeat again. You should have the intoxication that the Father is once again making you double crowned. You know the past, present and future. Baba has told you the story of the Golden Age and the Silver Age. Then, in the middle of the cycle, you start to come down. The path of sin is the path of descending. The Father has now come again. You consider yourselves to be Swadarshan Chakradhari. It isn't that you cut someone's throat by spinning a discus. They have portrayed Sri Krishna spinning a discus, and they say that he killed devils with it. There was nothing like that. You understand that you are Swadarshan Chakradhari Brahmins. You have this knowledge of the beginning, the middle and the end of the world. Deities do not have this knowledge there. There they are in salvation, which is why it is said to be the day. There is difficulty at night. People do so much hatha yoga in their devotion in order to receive a vision. Those who perform intense devotion are ready to sacrifice their lives. Only then are they granted a vision. According to the drama, their desires are fulfilled for a temporary period. However, God doesn't do anything. The part of devotion continues for half a cycle. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you, spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana 1. Maintain the spiritual intoxication that Baba is making you double crowned. We are Swadarshan Chakradhari Brahmins. Continue to move along with the knowledge of the past, present and future in your intellect. 2. In order to pass with honours, have true love for the Father. Make incognito effort in remembering the Father. Blessing. May you be an intense effort maker and jump over all the obstacles that are to come with your double light form. Instead of being made tired or disheartened by the obstacles that are to come, take a high jump over them in a second with your double light form, your soul conscious form of light of an instrument. Do not waste your time in breaking any rock of obstacles. Jump across it in a second. Do not make an easy path difficult with even a little bit of forgetfulness. You can clearly see the future elevated destination of your life, so become an intense effort maker. Remain constantly stable in your elevated form with which Bapdada and the world see you. Slogan: remain constantly happy and share that happiness. This is the highest honour. Aviat signal: increase the practice of the bodiless stage, Ashariri and Vidihi. Now, in a collective form, practice stabilizing in one pure thought. That is, create a constant and stable stage, for only then will you be able to glorify the name of the Shakti army in the world. Take the support of your body when you want and renounce the support of your body and become a bodiless form when you want. Just as you adopted a body, in the same way become detached from that body. This practice is the basis of claiming a first number in the final paper. Om Shanti.